Welcome back to the program. Always great to have so many calls and texts coming through. We'll head back to your calls and texts very shortly. Always great to have a good news story. It's a glass half full story turned into a glass overflowing story for Noah Cumberland, who is the round 20 NAB Rising star. And he's been good enough to give us some of his time in the middle of probably doing about 30 of these today. Noah, welcome to you. Firstly, congratulations.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
It's a great story, your story. It might have been, there's been some speed humps through the course of it. This is your third season on the list. They even delisted you at the end of the last year, Richmond, and got you back again. But you've had a knee injury. You've had a team that sort of half didn't want you. Has it been tough? Has it been fun? How would you describe the journey so far?
It's been, definitely a unique 3 years. I obviously did my knee in my first year, and obviously COVID threw us around a little bit in the other 2 years. But I've been enjoying it, mate. It's been absolutely surreal this year, and I'm just glad I was able to throw some consistent footy together and, you know, get a few rewards with it.
Were you worried a bit that your time might have been running low at the start of this year?
There's always that doubt in the back of your mind that you may or may not, you know, get another year. But I was lucky enough to get another year, and I knew that I had to pull my finger out and play some good footy. And I was fortunate enough these last couple of months to, you know, play consistently, which is always good.
So you won a flag with the Brisbane Lions NEAFL team. You were part of their academy. And you kicked a couple of goals in the grand final, I think. So that would have, in your mind, maybe set you up for a career with them.
Yeah, of course. I did end up playing with them in that NEAFL grand final. And, kicked a couple of goals and obviously went all right. And, I don't know what their thought process was. But, you know, they gave me the opportunity to, you know, play in their academy side, which is always amazing, and I appreciate them for doing that. And I've ended up at Richmond, and I couldn't be happier.
Have you ever found out why they didn't match Richmond's offer? They took you at the Tigers pick 43, 2019. Brisbane opted not to match it.
Yeah, I've always thought what was the story behind it all, and I never really quite found out.
And obviously it's water off a duck's back now, because things are flying and you're at a pretty good club.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, you're sort of glad that you can put a good performance together and show them what you missed out on. But at the end of the day, like I said, it's just amazing that I'm at this wonderful club. Richmond do so much for me, and I'm grateful enough for them to give me the opportunity to play AFL footy.
Would you like a countdown clock, like basketball, so you know how much time's left in the game?
Yeah, it would be nice. I reckon it would be a great idea.
But, would it have been handy at the time? Did you obviously knew there was roughly not a lot of time left, but if you actually knew how much time left, it would have been a bit better for you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I probably would have went back and had a bit of composure, went back and kicked the goal. But in the time, in the moment, you're thinking so quick, and I'm a sort of player that likes to play with speed and intent. And that's what I did, but I got a bit carried away and did it at the wrong time.
Now, the modern 2022 version of how a footballer would handle it would be, did you go and see a psychologist? Did you have some meetings with a person to tell you how to handle it at all?
No, not necessarily. I've got great people at this club, and great players and great coaching staff and everything like that. So they were very helpful with the whole situation. I've got a great psychologist, Sam McLeod, at the Richmond Football Club. She does amazing work here, and it was all good. You know, a couple of days of grieving, but we move forward and we get better. And yeah, I was glad enough that I put a good performance together this week.
Well, that was a loaded question, because I know how the reaction was. It was old school. Your teammates just hung it on you for missing it, and you hung it on for missing the moment, maybe, and you hung it on yourself, which is a very old school way of approaching it. Laugh it off, move on, let people take a joke out. Have a thick skin about it and move on to the next phase of your life.
Exactly right. That's it. There's no time for, you know, dwelling on the moment. And I'm a sort of character, you know, bubbly, and all the boys get into me and I get into them. So it was just a way to just laugh it off and we move on. So
was there an ice-breaking moment in the rooms after it?
Not necessarily. We were pretty quiet, obviously. We were not so much quiet. We were glad enough to get, you know, the 2 points, et cetera. But, we were all, you know, it is what it is, and you live and you learn, I guess.
Well, you learn, because here we are, 5-goal performance Sunday, and everything turns to gold.
Yeah, exactly right. It's a, you know, handy 5 goals. I wouldn't have been able to do it without the boys around me, though. They put together an incredible performance, and that last half of footy, we played some really good football.
As good a football as you've been part of?
Say again, sorry?
As good a football as you've been part of since you've sort of put on boots?
Yeah, it's been amazing. Absolutely amazing.
You probably misread the question. That last half, was that as good a football as you've been part of as a player
Oh,
playing with
sorry.
Richmond?
Yeah, yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. It was a incredible last half. If we can play that way in the first half, then we'll be pretty unstoppable, I think.
Yeah, so you've got that scope, haven't you? I mean, you're obviously not a premiership player, but you're playing with guys who are. But there's a lot of you that aren't, so there's a bit of a combo that there's a belief there that you could go all the way.
Yeah, there's always that belief in what we can accomplish, and yeah, obviously I haven't been a part of a premiership with this side yet, and I hope I can be. But I'm playing with some great football players, and we've got some guys with a lot of experience, and are awesome at what they do, we just time can only tell how far we can go.
And the crowd-wise, Noah, you play in front of big crowds most weeks for Richmond. That must be fun at the moment.
Yeah, it is amazing, mate. I've Probably yes. What was it? Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, it was probably the biggest crowd I've ever played against, 50,000 or so. So, yeah, it's in the moment. You can't really, for me, I can't really hear the crowd. So, it's too intense in the game and all that. But yeah, it's amazing to have the fans and supporters back.
And your maturation process, third year in the system. Can I get a quick draft age question? Do you think the draft age is about right? Did the experience of being on a list but not getting a game, and I know you had the knee injury, but did it actually build you up to the point you are now? Was it good to get on a list early?
Yeah, I reckon it's a perfect age to be picked up. Obviously, you need to be brought into a professional environment pretty young to understand the developing progress and what you have to do. And for me, it was, maturing up and learning the system. Being a Queensland guy, you don't really have that footy mindset. And yeah, I think it's a great age, and they should keep it that way for sure.
So footy wasn't your childhood obsession, was it? Because you did grow up in Queensland, and I've read the stories about you having a notebook and taking notes about what's happening in the world of footy. How long have you kind of been into it?
I've always been into footy. Always played footy since I was about 10. Loved it with all my passion. But I've never really thought that there was, the footy smarts about it, like learning the structures and the system and all that. So I had to take that with both hands and learn that and learn the system as well as I can, and that I have, and it pans out to be playing some good football.
And will you get a new contract? How's the contract negotiations going, given that you were given a 1-year deal at the start of this year?
Yeah, I'm leaving that up with my manager from Vivid Sports, Tim Batty. Hopefully he'll get something done, and I'll be sticking around, but we've just got to wait and see.
Good luck with it. How many years would you like? The big five or the six, or you got a number in your mind?
Mate, I'd love 10, but we'll just see what they give us.
All right, well, go in with that ambit claim. Head in there with 10, and we'll be happy at 3. We'll talk to you soon. Great to have you, Noah. Congratulations again.
Thanks for having me, mate. Ta.
Noah Cumberland, round 20 NAB Rising Star. He is bubbly. They love him around the place. He's infectious, and I hope you fed off a bit of that wherever you're listening to this. Great to have your company on Dwayne's World. Back to your calls and texts next.